Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. South Korea says it intends to continue discussions with North Korea to hold high-level talks Pyongyang canceled Wednesday. North Korea also suggests talks next month with the U.S. could be in jeopardy. President Donald Trump says the path forward is unclear. Former U.S. Ambassador Christopher Hill says the chance of a meeting is less than 50%.
I think the Trump administration has perhaps done a little too much talk in public about it and not enough preparation for the actual summit. And so as the president's been doing some victory laps, it seems to me he should have understood that he first has to run the race.
China says the U.S.-North Korean talks should go forward. The special counsel's Russia investigation began a year ago today, and President Trump is taking notes. AP's Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
The president tweets, "Congratulations, America. We are now into the second year of the greatest witch hunt in American history, and there is still no collusion and no obstruction." The president's frustration is evident as Bob Mueller's probe continues in extraordinary secrecy. Among the things that are known, 19 people have either been indicted or pleaded guilty to criminal charges, and several current and former White House officials have been interviewed. The biggest questions remaining are whether the president himself will talk with Mueller and what happens if Mueller finds presidential wrongdoing. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The United States and China are holding trade talks in Washington in a bid to avert a damaging tariff war. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is meeting with China's vice premier. This is VOA News. European Union leaders say they are united.